We remember Susan. We remember Dave. We remember Keith. We remember Danielle.
Kevin O'Connor, director of Joseph's House in Troy, New York, read the names of homeless clients who have died in the past year, who he says passed too young.
The National Health Care for the Homeless Council reports that the average life expectancy of a person who's homeless in America is 52 years of age. That's 26 years younger than those who are housed.
He and other advocates for the homeless, along with some formerly homeless New Yorkers, gathered for a prayer vigil outside the Senate chambers at the Capitol. They're asking Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders to address the growing number of homeless in the state and free up funding for supportive, affordable housing before the end of the year. Cuomo and lawmakers have been discussing the issue as one of several that could be addressed as part of a special December session that would also include a pay raise. But Peter Cook, executive director of the New York State Council of Churches, says the fate of the homeless should not be linked to other issues.
For the 88,000 people in our state, they don't get a pay raise. They're worried about whether they're going to find a place to rest their head tonight. And I think that particularly for our citizens who are in that situation, they just grow really tired of watching the political machinations in Albany, which is used as yet one more excuse not to address what I really think is a moral crisis.
Cook and the others say the legislature does not even have to come back to the Capitol to free up $2 billion in funds. A memorandum of understanding between Cuomo and the legislature has already been drafted and does not need a vote by senators and assembly members. It requires only the signatures of the governor and legislative leaders. Cuomo has already signed the memo. Terry Smith was homeless for a time in New York City when she was trying to rear two young children.
And people really don't want to be pitied. They don't. They want to see them. But then when the night comes and the cold comes, that's when you've got to face reality and face the fact. I can die. You know, we're in danger. If you've got kids, your kids are in danger. And you have got to turn to society because there's no way you can help yourself at that time.
Smith eventually found housing in a hotel for the homeless, but she says many did not. Governor Cuomo, at an event in New York City, offered hope for a special session coming together before December 31st that would resolve the issue.
We're working in good faith, and I think in good spirit, to try to come up with a completed agenda for a special session, which is obviously more challenging because that has to be done in a compressed period of time.
The group say all the uncertainty over when the funds for supportive housing would finally be released is making it harder to plan for any future housing projects, while the number of homeless New Yorkers is growing. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.